Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, November 25th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans are expected to visit brick-and-mortar stores today in a return to pre-pandemic shopping habits following 2 years of increased online shopping. According to MasterCard's Spending Pulse, Black Friday sales at physical stores are expected to rise by 18% compared to last year, while online sales are expected to be up 3.7%. On Wednesday, the University of Michigan released its November Consumer Sentiment Index, which fell 5.2% compared with October and is down 15.7% compared with November 2021. One casualty of the pandemic that isn't returning in full force is the traditional doorbuster. Goods offered at deep discounts for a limited time, typically during early morning hours, to draw customers to stores. Twitter boss Elon Musk says he will reinstate suspended accounts on the social media platform beginning next week, bringing back users that had previously been banned for posting hate speech, inciting violence, or engaging in other behaviour that violated Twitter policies. According to Musk, that amnesty won't apply to accounts that have, quote, broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. And European Union energy ministers meeting yesterday failed to reach agreement on a proposed natural gas price cap, saying they'd resume debate next month. EU diplomats are also struggling to agree on a separate plan to cap price for Russian oil around the world. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares were mostly lower in early trading. US stock futures edged higher. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.